Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lot.
We do this show on Fridays talking about the growth and what's happening in this country in the cannabis industry. Joining us today is Matei Uluru, who is the CEO of Lyft, Canada's most recognized cannabis media and technology company. He's a corporate lawyer and consultant by trade and practiced law for the cannabis industry before joining Lyft in 2016. And prior to that, Matei helped advise governments on business and investment policy as a consultant with the World Bank in Washington, D.C. So you guys are gearing up for this huge conference this weekend, May 26th to the 28th. And it's so nice to have you with us, Matei.
Thanks, Frankie. Pleasure.
You have so much experience, and if you could share with us what's happening in Canada right now in terms of the overall laws and where that leads businesses.
Definitely. Canada is a little bit different from the federal system and the state system you have in the U.S. It's been medically legal on a federal level since about 2001. As a result of a Supreme Court challenge, which resulted in the Supreme Court saying that as a Canadian, you have a constitutionally protected right to access medical cannabis. And in the years that followed, we saw that system evolve. And more recently, Canada is now on a path to legalize recreational adult use of cannabis on a federal level. And we're expecting this to pass sometime in the summer of 2018. And we just saw draft legislation being tabled a few weeks ago on what that legislation might ultimately look like. So from a business perspective, plenty of things happening both in the medical and soon to be hopefully recreational federal program.
Matei, your conference is putting together think tanks, putting together movers and shakers in business. And if you could just share with our audience, because I think a lot of people still in this country, as hard as we've tried to educate people, still have the notion that this is just hippies, it's straight people passing a joint around. But this is $1 billion business that we're talking about, the potential for billions and billions of dollars, both in Canada and here in the U.S.
Definitely. So our show kind of really marries all sides of the industry, including what people might commonly think of as, you know, old school cannabis culture, with what we're now seeing is this multi-billion dollar industry that you mentioned. Our conference at the end of this month is a 3-day event. The Friday itself is an industry-only day where we're attracting investors, funds, and professionals from around the world. In fact, we have a pitch competition that is being judged by some notable individuals, including a former member of the Dragon's Den judge and team, W. Brett Wilson, and a few other pioneers in the Canadian cannabis industry. And that is kind of really that that pushing forward the industry from a commercial standpoint type of environment, whereas on the consumer day, the Friday, or the Saturday and Sunday, rather, you still have a mix of such individuals, but it's a consumer-facing show where we're attracting, expecting close to 15,000 people over the weekend to come and experience more than close to 200, exhibitors from around the world, North America and Europe, kind of leading cannabis companies in all verticals of the industry.
You are on the cutting edge, and do you see the laws changing in this country following suit? Because it would make economic sense that border states will do better going to Canada and doing business with Canadians than staying right here in the United States. So tell me your thoughts about that.
I mean, I do come from a bit of a different world being in Canada with how the cannabis industry legislation has evolved. So I can't comment too intelligently on what I think will happen in the U.S., but I think it's a matter of time before, whether it's the U.S. or another country, follow suit of this trend of legalization of recreational cannabis, but more importantly, recognition of the efficacy of medical cannabis starts to take hold around the world. I think the countries such as U.S. and others will follow suit. You know, we're seeing some interesting things happening in Europe, in Germany, and you know, murmurs are that Italy is somewhere on the horizon as well. So I think as a general trend, we will see legislation change around the world, including the U.S.
What are the biggest, when you talk about the companies coming together, some of your sponsors, some of the bigger sponsors have been in existence in Canada for what, since 2001, they've been doing this?
Mm-hmm. Some longer than that. So I think, you know, it's important to remember that the cannabis industry prior to 2001, the reason we got there was, you know, years, in fact, decades of advocacy of patient groups and compassion clubs pushing the envelope forward and risking their freedom to show the efficacy of medical cannabis and empowering medical patients. You know, one of our title sponsors was founded in 1982, actually.
Wow.
And since just continued involved with the industry.
What makes you so excited about this upcoming conference, the Lift Expo?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm a little biased because we are hosting it. But other than that, I think it's a very timely topic to discuss. And our expo, this is the third expo we're running, and time again, we've been surprised by how many different size of the industry we can attract. And what we found is that we really provide a platform, right? So on one side, you might have these types of companies that I mentioned, you know, that have existed for decades before medical cannabis was even legal. And these new companies, such as licensed producers, being publicly traded with huge valuations, the expo really provides a platform for all these different points of views to come and be heard with that same goal of pushing the industry forward. So I think it's a very timely discussion. It's a forum that brings together many different points of view, equally as valid.
I just think it's very exciting hearing someone who's been doing this for a few years. And what we're talking about is, you know, this is an opportunity for people still to make money or not. Is it too late to get into the green rush, or do you think there's still opportunities available?
Well, I think the best time was yesterday, and the second best time is today. I think there's a lot of upside potential still, and given the fact that legalization is yet to still pass, I think we're still on the cusp of something very, very exciting.
If I asked you to look into your crystal ball in Canada, Mate, in the next 5 years, what will this compare this industry to something that we know of today?
Something that we know of today. Right, that might be a hard one. I think, you know, people often cite the end of prohibition as being similar to what we're seeing today. And, you know, I can't speak too much to that example. I wasn't alive during that time, but I think it really is the closest thing. There's nothing in our lifetime that resembles this, right? Something that has been prohibited for so long that is now going to become a commonplace in adult society and, you know, become mainstream. And with that comes many, many changes. Some, you know, practical. You're going to be able to walk into a store potentially or order cannabis legally online. But it's also the societal norms that will change and how people perceive the use of consumption of cannabis. You know, what does that mean for intoxicated driving? There's going to be a huge education.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes. That's a very important point. Underage use of marijuana. The difference between the CBD we've been trying to educate people and the cannabis itself, the full plant with THC. And one of the other things that we just cannot ever forget is the medical use. And we just interviewed someone last week who was talking about a private company that's making this incredible stride using CBD with other nutrients to create a product that will help with neuropathy during chemotherapy and some other side effects from major things. So it's just the information is so exciting. It's really a wonderful time. And congratulations on all of the work that you're doing. Congratulations on Lyft. And what's the best website for people to find out more about your expo and the work that you guys are doing?
Thank you, Frankie. It's pretty simple. LyftExpo.ca. You can find out the latest about the show and also learn a little bit more about the cool companies we're attracting at this year's expo.
And good luck with the show. I wish I could be there. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Frankie. Have a great one.
You too. And we'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Clear, the world's leading xylitol company, we are committed to delivering the safest and most effective xylitol products. Our xylitol is independently tested to ensure that purity and safety standards are strictly met. We are proud to have established the model of sustainability worldwide for the harvesting of xylitol, a plant-based sweetener that provides many health benefits. Unlike xylitol companies who harvest their xylitol from North American trees, depleting the environment and taking years for regrowth, we work with farmers worldwide dedicated to non-GMO crops as they harvest and extract the xylitol for our products. We take pride in our ability to help these local farming communities contribute to their economic success and wellness, as well as offering healthier choices to American consumers. To learn more about Clear, visit our website at xlear.com. Look for our xylitol products at your local natural products retailer today. Great for your health and great for the environment. That's Clear.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And my question to you is, did you get all of your exercise in for the weekend? And does that count? Does it count for what we need to do for the week? Well, that's the question we have for Dr. Ken Red Cross, board certified internal medicine physician. And it is a pleasure. Welcome, Dr. Red Cross. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Frankie. It's wonderful to be here with you again.
So my question to you is, if we go out and do these mega challenges on weekends, and I know of a lot of people that are doing road races and they are just doing some fun activities, but they do it hard and they're doing it for hours at a time. Does that count for what you want us to do in a week? And what do you want
Frankie,
us to be doing? What do you want us to be doing in a week?
Exactly. You know, that's a question that we have been trying to answer for so many years. But the good thing, Frank, is there was a new study out, actually, in the Journal of American Medical Association. And that journal showed that those that were more weekend fitness enthusiasts versus those who worked each and every week actually had the same mortality benefit. That means that we had the same cardiac benefit. We had the same longevity studies. And that was huge because that was a question that we've been trying to answer for a long time. So it's exciting now that we have some data that proves, to answer your exact question, that yes, it can be just as simple and the same as those who are working out throughout the week as well.
Oh, that's great to know. But how much exercise? You know, we're all so busy and our lives are crazier than ever. So what's the norm? What can we realistically do in a week?
Well, you know, the World Health Organization actually says that we're supposed to be getting about 75 minutes of exercise, or vigorous exercise, a week. Now, if you're not getting vigorous exercise, you should at least be getting 150 minutes that way. So we know that we're supposed to be very active, but those are the kind of barometers that we should be going by. 75 a week for high intensity and 150 a week for moderate intensity.
Okay, and that includes weightlifting, that includes or resistant training, however you do it. It includes the bottom line. The bottom line is movement is critical, and it seems to me that there's two divides in this country. There are those couch potatoes and then those that are obsessed with CrossFit. I don't know.
You're absolutely right there. It's funny. You know, 80% of us, Frankie, are not meeting that requirement that you and I just discussed. That's 80% of us. Now, I am a CrossFitter, so I'm one of those people that you're talking about who just loves exercise. So I make sure that I'm actually getting it in each and every week. But I love this topic here, Frankie, because right now we're getting into the spring and we're getting into the summer. And this is the time, because I hate when people are so discouraged because they're saying, "Doc, I am so busy, I don't know how to get an exercise regimen. I just don't have time." So this study here, Frankie, allows me to talk to patients and say, just give me some time over the weekend and make sure you do that. Now, there's only one thing with that, though, Frankie. If we're cramming that exercise in, we do want to make sure that we're kind of on the lookout for injuries, right? Because you're right. pushing it all into one day, and sometimes when you're doing that, you could also end up hurting yourself. So I have some exercise cram kind of do's and don'ts, at least, if you're going to try to get more exercise in over the weekend.
Okay, go ahead.
So one of the ones that we should do, you have to make sure that you're warming up and cooling down. Very important, because your muscles and ligaments have to be ready to exercise. If not, you can definitely injure yourself. And don't forget, if you're doing this on the weekend, you only had 2 days, so you can't be injured and trying to get that second day of workout in. The second thing you have to do, Frank, is you have to listen to your body. So when you're getting those muscle aches, you want to immediately jump on that. And in fact, the good first line defense for that sort of muscle pain is a homeopathic cream called Arnicare. So Arnicare is actually a homeopathic cream made from Arnica, Montana. It's also called the Mountain Daisy. And you know how I am. I like everything to be closer to the earth, Frankie. We always talk about that. And Arnicare actually helps with the pain and the swelling and the breathing.
I don't go anywhere without my Arnica. I just don't.
Yeah, it's funny. And I'm just like you. I have a black bag right now in my car, Frankie, where I keep Arnicare as well when I take my kids out for soccer and that sort of thing. The other thing that's great for the kids, it doesn't smell like menthol. I wouldn't want my kids smelling like menthol or something, because they already know that they live by this stuff. So it's good that they also know that it's helpful as well. The other thing they need to do, too, is we have to make sure that, especially the kids and even adults, of course, that we're hydrating and we're eating what I love to call, Frankie, restorative foods. Foods are so important for our general health, but they're medicine. And some of the things I talk to patients about, I say, look, guys, there's three things I want you to have for your workout. I want you to have blueberries. And that's because, Frankie, blueberries actually help muscle soreness. And then I tell them, have a boiled egg, because eggs have all of the essential amino acids that we need. And then I say, make sure you have some salmon post-workout because of the omega-3s. And it appears as if the salmon actually helps speed up muscle recovery. And not only that, it helps increase blood flow, which also helps us avoid some of that soreness as well. So these are some things that we should think about as far as some do's if we're going to exercise. Now, some of the don'ts, number one, you want to be careful with planning back-to-back sessions. In other words, know your limits. Don't go just, you know, full tilt, full bore in the beginning. Go slowly. Maybe Saturday will be your lighter day, and then you'll build up slowly to your Sunday, but just don't go and do too much. The other thing you want to do is mix up your workout, Frankie. Don't obsess over one activity. We're talking about CrossFit. That's why I love it, is that we do so many different things throughout the day, Frankie. So number one, it doesn't get boring. Number two, it helps to limit injuries when you're doing that. And last but not least, you want to make sure that you don't let your ego get in the way. Leave your ego at the door. You know, if you know that you normally lift 50 pounds, don't go today and say, you know, I'm here for the weekend, so I'm going to try 200 pounds today.
Right.
You know, don't do that, because that obviously leads to injury as well.
This is such great information. When you, because you go to CrossFit, and I haven't met one person, not one person who is not in the best physical shape from CrossFit.
Yeah.
That is like the ultimate. And I'm shocked, because we had a CrossFit in our neighborhood and it closed. I'm like really shocked that it closed. You know what? It's being consistent. It's being, you know, faithful to this routine. But boy, I was with a couple of women that do CrossFit, and I can't believe the definition in their bodies and how their bodies have changed in just a few months. They just got into CrossFit. It's unbelievable the difference.
Oh, my gosh. You're right, Frankie. And it's also interesting, because for me, it was tough for me to go to the gym and you kind of lift a little weight, then you walk around, then you lift the weight and you walk around. With CrossFit, we're doing so many different things and you're working so many different parts of your body. And then not only that, Frankie, what happens is that it almost becomes like a little family. It's a small
Absolutely.
Class.
Usually
there's 8 to 10 people, and
it's
you're all
such a
exhausted.
Good thing. Absolutely.
No, it's great.
Dr. Ken Redcross, what's the best website for people to find out more about you and all the work that you're doing?
So sure. So my website is drredcross.com. That's drredcross.com. And my Facebook is Ken Redcross, MD. And Instagram is Dr. Redcross. And Twitter is @DrRedcross. So feel free to say hello.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being with us today, Doctor. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you, Doctor.
This is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse and founder of Your Future Health, a company that offers blood tests for disease prevention that allows you to take control of your health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Judy, one of our clients, who used our system to detect pancreatic cancer at its earliest stage, which she says saved her life.
I found a tumor from one of the deadliest cancers, even before I had any symptoms, thanks to Your Future Health. Finding this deadly cancer so early enabled my doctor to remove it before it spread. That was 2 years ago, and today I enjoy excellent health. I hope everyone who hears my testimony will be called to action to test with Your Future Health. And I know as a nurse, if you wait until you have symptoms with pancreatic cancer, it is often too late. Having this test done early saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. You know, how many of us work so hard, give back to others, but after years of struggling, when do we reach our goals is the question. Well, Roe and Dawn are a couple that felt that way. They realized that they must alter their vision of their ideal future or themselves, and they had to do this, and they have written about it in a new book, Changing Your Equation. And it's a pleasure to welcome this couple to Biz Talk Radio right here on the Frankie Boyer Show. Hi guys, welcome.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you so much for having us.
We're very glad to be with you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the background of you guys and how this all came about.
We've been together. We've been married 16 years. We've been together about 19 years. So, you know, we've been together a long time, and we always set goals, and we're very driven people. There's things we wanted to accomplish. But you reach a point where it's like, wow, you're pushing and pushing and pushing, and you're not getting as far anymore, and we honestly were in that place.
And we both come from a business mindset where we high-level leadership, strategic planning, tactical planning, and budgeting, those are all come second nature to us.
Right.
So we put it into action.
And you created this workbook for people. It's not just a book, it's a workbook.
Correct. And what we did is we actually created an actual equation where we take people through what we call their life elements, which every one of us has, your values, your relationships, your education experience. And then we mix in a middle section called the realities, and that really is understanding who you are and the others around you and how to be a leader. And then finally, the really action is the change agents. That's the third section, and we take them through finances and being your own entrepreneur and pushing how you can change yourself, take down those self-imposed roadblocks.
How long did it take for you both to unfold and have the life that you have today and that you write about in the new book?
Years. It took us a few years, and it's ever-evolving. I think that's the one thing we realized through this whole journey is we've also changed our equation. If you had told us 3, 4, 5 years ago we'd write a book and we'd be on your show, we'd be like, really? That's in our horizon?
Well, some things have changed, and some things we realized we started back when we were dating. And we always were talking about what is our vision. We were always constantly updating our vision of the future. And that has just been the foundation of everything that we've accomplished.
And so tell me, by the way, congratulations. Your book is a number one new release on Amazon. Congratulations on that. How
exciting. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go back to the book for just a moment. Give me what the first chapter is, what you want us to do.
The first chapter is, it's the introduction. And really what we tell people is to get the most out of the book is to start dreaming. Before you even get into that equation, and we've developed a free Dream Day Planning Guide. It's right on our website, changingyourequation.com. They can download it. And the idea is to start dreaming again. We had so many dreams when we were kids, and now, you know, a wish on a birthday candle is just, eh. We need to make it important again.
I think one of the things that we have found that has surprised us is the number of people we talk to who don't have any dreams, or they have a destination in their life, and they're kind of going through the motion day to day. Yes, they're busy, but they really don't have a defined destination.
So making a strategy, sitting down and being, do you want us to be realistic, or do you want us to forget about those old goals?
We want both. what we advise, I advise my coaching clients and the people we mentor, is to list everything. Dream day should be no judgments allowed. If it was ever crossed your mind, put it down. The time to sort and categorize will come. And there's certainly dreams you need to put as a fantasy. And that's okay. At least you're acknowledging that they were important to you, rather than just pushing them aside. Trying to put that positive spin on, in my fantasy column, maybe I will own the horse farm someday. That's
what
one of mine.
What's the biggest change that's happened from both of you by doing this? What's the biggest change?
What we've noticed, and you'll hear this from other people as well, that the simple act of writing your dreams down makes them 10, 20, 30 times more likely to accomplish them. And when
Right.
we look back at what we've accomplished in our lives, we believe that so many things that we've accomplished have been just because we've written them down, kept them visible, talked about them, and we find ourselves taking advantage of opportunities when life presents themselves. Because we know where we want to go, life will bring up opportunities, and you're able to capitalize on them.
So our biggest change is we wrote this book. We wrote it together, and it brought us closer as a husband and wife. We've got my business, which I started a few years ago, but now that's really picking up some good steam, and we're already planning on the next steps of workshops and how we can help more people. What could we do with this? We have this idea. So the big change is we've really become our own entrepreneurs. We've taken that advice that we wrote about in the book and applied it to ourselves.
There's a great business adage. Failure to plan is planning to fail. And I think that works in our personal lives as well.
I think that makes tremendous sense. But, the problem seems to me is that we get so busy putting out fires. We all are firemen in a day. If you say, where did the day go? It's like, oh, my gosh, where did it go?
And I tell my business clients, I'll tell them, do a time study. I usually start, if I'm working with a department manager, or director, or even an executive, and they say, oh, they're so busy, they're working so hard, what are they working on? I want a time study. And this was something actually Don had me do before we got married. We did a budget, the same thing. Where does my money go? Let's write everything down. Even if you just do it a week or two, it will be amazing. You'll find time.
Yeah.
And then set an appointment. We set an appointment with ourselves. It goes on our calendar. Actually, this year's dream day for us is coming up because we really need to plot the next 5 years.
I think your point is so valid. It's tremendously valid. Yet I would put out there that what can be more important than living your life and being fulfilled and achieving what you really want out of life? You only have one chance. Yes, we are busy, but I would say that for most people, that busyness can't be the most important.
Right, right. So, and you do this every 5 years?
Well, we do a check-in at least once or twice a year. All right, what are our goals this year? What are we planning? How's the rest of the year going? And then, so I think it was 5 years ago we set a good one, and we've just finished accomplishing everything on that. So we're both feeling like, all right, we really need a good five-year plan. So, and if you think of businesses with their strategic plans, they're 3 to 5 years.
Right. You'll have short-term goals, mid-cycle goals, and then there'll be really long-term goals that will be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years out. And you should, have goals at all ranges.
And the book continues to give you the tools that you need. It's worksheets, it's illustrations, it's tools at the end of each chapter so that it leads you to better awareness of how different components in your life affect your situation.
Absolutely. What we found in this process, and some of this did come from the coaching business, is that people have the mindset of they have to go it alone. And yet, you don't. We're all in it together. Open your mind, take the advice from someone else, learn from them, and cut your learning curve. It's what businesses do. They learn from their competition. They learn from their top employees. Do that for yourself. So we wrote the book as an actual guide. This isn't just a self-help book, and there's definitely a place for those. This is the way to actually learn how someone else has done it. We want people to steal our ideas.
This is when one time when you really do. They are the dream day couple, and boy, they really are. They have put it together for all of us in a simple, easy to understand. The best websites, how can people find you guys and reach you and get the book?
Best website is changingyourequation.com. It's on the major sellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iUniverse. And feel free, they can email us. It's roeanddon@changingyourequation.com. We love to hear from people. And again, if they go to that website, everything will be there. They can really find us and find the book.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
3.
Biz Talk Radio.
Bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes.
Oh, remember Fran Dresser, the nanny? Well, reality is, don't you all wish that if you could hire a nanny, it would be Fran? Well, not going to happen, but maybe. I don't know. Let's find out. Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Let's find out from the Windy City nanny herself, Florence Ann Romano. She's the former nanny and author, and she's with us today. And, you know, men and women are both working, husband and wives are out of the office, out into the workforce, making a living. It's very difficult today to find good help. And with all the stories about nannies running off with spouses, and it's more than one, it's more than two, it's, you know, a dozen cases that we could absolutely cite. Florence, what's the best advice that you can give?
It's a mixed bag, really, when it comes to nannies. And does Fran Drescher really exist out there? I think she does, but you might not find her in one person. She might be a potpourri of different people. But it is a different world today. Just like you mentioned, you've got moms and dads that are both working, and either they have to or they want to. Whatever the reason is, they both are working and they need help. And you can find the right person in your home and the right person to help raise your children and be a good influence on them. But it really starts with the evaluation of your own family. The mother and father, whomever the heads of the household are, need to look at what the values are of the home and then find a nanny that will be an extension of those values. And that's how you set yourself up for success.
You know, there was a movie many years ago that I absolutely loved, and I think it, I know that T. Leon was in it, was Spanglish.
Oh, I love that movie. I watch it anytime I see it on.
Yeah. And that movie is a perfect example of knowing the family values. And
that
being,
is a wonderful illustration. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because given the circumstances, when you are left alone with someone, anything and everything can happen. You know that and I know that. We're adults. So How do you pick a nanny that's not going to be tempting for the husband or for the wife?
It's a very delicate line that you walk, and it really starts with the communication between the spouse. You need to be able to have open dialogue about the person that you're interviewing. And I always say, if your husband or wife says to you, honestly says to you, I'm really not comfortable having he or she in the home, instead of getting mad at your spouse for being honest about, you know, being attracted to someone else, be happy that they were honest, that it wasn't something they were comfortable with, and move on to the next person. You absolutely can hire someone that is attractive. That's not the problem here. The problem is temptation, as you were alluding to. And temptation is different for everyone. I mean, you look at these examples in Hollywood today. You see it splashed across the magazines constantly that all of these nannies are cheating with the spouses. And that's really where the sensationalization of this came from. It really came from Hollywood. And that's why nannies have gotten the bad rap. So
It started with Robin Williams married one of his nannies, the late Robin Williams, many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and had more kids
exactly.
with her, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. And, I mean, most recently we heard about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
Gwen Stefani,
Gwen Stefani, that was a very recent one, and that one was kind of creepy, too, because the nanny was starting to dress like Gwen Stefani. So there are red flags out there when you are bringing a stranger into your home, and the idea of temptation is very real, and it's not to be discounted. So, I hear people say all the time, you know, their husbands have businesses and they have a secretary, and the wives say, there's no way I'd ever let my husband have an attractive secretary. I mean, I get that. I really do, because sometimes, you know, temptation does get the best of you, and it's not even that there's anything really wrong in your relationship, but, you know, things like that do happen sometimes. So if you want to try to protect yourself against it, then know thyself, know your family, know what your values are.
And these nannies, by the way, play such a critical role with the kids, and we can never forget about the children. It has to be a win-win situation. It has to be a win-win for the couple, and it also has to be a win-win situation where the nanny is compatible with the kids.
Absolutely, and that's what is most critical about the interview process when you're vetting these prospective nannies. Again, going back to what are the values of this family that I am raising, you have to look at that nanny and say, okay, these are the things that are important to us. It's education. This is how we feel about discipline. This is how we feel about religion. You really need to get down and dirty about these characteristics that make up your family and see where that nanny falls in line with what your values are. And if it is a good fit, if they will be a good extension for you, then that's going to be the right person for you to hire. But I do like to warn families that if there are great differences between the nanny's values and your values, that is where you're going to run into problems. A great example is I know of a family that hired a nanny that was not the same religion they were, and one of the requirements of the nanny was going to be that they had to take them to church on Sunday. And the nanny wasn't necessarily comfortable with going to a church that was not her denomination. And that ended up being a problem. And that's something that should have been discussed early on in the vetting process. And a great example of something that you may not think is all that big a deal, but it actually is at the end of the day.
I'm surprised that you were hired because you're really beautiful. Was it difficult?
You're very kind, Frankie. You know, I never ran into any problems. I remember one family that I worked with. I was there taking care of the baby, and she had friends over. And I went in and introduced myself, said, hello, hello. And I left, and I could hear one of the friends say to her, oh, my gosh, that's your nanny? You hired her? I could never leave her alone with my husband. And I started laughing as I'm feeding the baby, and I hear the mom go, oh, please. She would never want my husband. And
oh, that's so funny.
Up.
Hey, Florence, we're almost out of time. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the work you're doing?
Go to WindyCityNanny.com. I'm also on Facebook and love to hear from everybody. Any questions you have, any feedback is great.
All right, thanks. And check out how gorgeous she is, really. No kidding.
Oh.
We'll be back next time. Thanks for being with us, everybody. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. in the sky, you'll get
the opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.